Okay, we're on the top of Mem Zayin on the base. Gemara wanted to say that Shemini Atzeres, the Brisa that says Shemini Atzeres says Brocha B'tnei Atzma means Shechiyonu. That's what we're discussing, whether you say Shechiyonu on Shemini Atzeres or not. And the Gemara says, no, the Brocha means that it has its own Nusach in Birchas HaMazon and Tefillah. You don't say Chag HaSukkos, you say Shemini Chag Atzeres. Hachinami Mistabra. And it seems to be that that's clear, that bracha can't mean Heshechiyonu. Yisol Kedaita Zman, Zman Kol Shiva Mika, it says that, that what's it called, that Shiva Shemeachag, Tunim Korban Shir Ubracha. Right? All 7 days you don't say Heshechiyonu. So bracha must mean that in Birkas HaMazon, it's people, you say Chag HaSukkos. Zmer says Holokasha. That's no proof. It's possible to say Shechiyonu any one of the 7 days. If you didn't say it the first day, say it the second day, and so on. Over you, Machrina. You make it the next day or any other day. Mercer's Mikomakom Kos Bo'inan. So what's it called? You need a Kos, and not everybody has Yayin on Cholamoid, which would seem to imply from here that there's no Chiyuv to drink wine on Cholamoid as there is on Yontif. Because Mora understood that Yontif, you for sure have wine, because you have to make Kiddush. But if there's a chiyuv to drink wine al simcha on Chol HaMoed, then you should have a kosher. I didn't see anybody who speaks about it. But Lechari, you should see from here that there's no chiyuv to have a kos, to have wine around on Chol HaMoed. So Mor says, Lema Sayod Nachman, the Rav Nachman. So if that's the case, that you can make Shechiyonu any day, and Pashtis, you don't have wine, so then it's a proof to Rav Nachman. Dom Rav Nachman, Zman Omer Afila B'Shuk. You don't have to say a Shechiyonu on a kos. You can say it even in the shuk. Right? The Amr's Bo'in and Kos, because if you hold, you need a Kos shall call you Mamika. There's no Kos every day on Chol HaMoed. So what it says, Dilma de Iklele Kos. No, it's talking where you had wine. And then you can make the Shechiyonu. In a Chanami, you have to say Shechiyonu ala Kos. You can't just say it's Stam. But what's it called? Of the Yontif. Not like Rav Nachman. And it said, if you didn't make Shechiyonu the first day and you have a Kos, you make it then the second day or any of the other days. Rashi, Mikoma kom hechi meshkachas lazman becholo shomoid, vaafil lo birich yom akama ha bo'ina kosher yayin, ve'ein yayin motzu lechol adem becholo shomoid. Unlike Yontif, where there's a chiyuv to have wine because you have to make Kiddush. At least most of the time, make Kiddush on wine. Where it says, lein mohadik tani brocha kol zayin, umefarshina dahayin uzman, right, if in Taka the bracha would be all 7 days, meaning any of the 7 days, and it's talking about Shechiyonu, the Messiah of Nachman, the Omar Omro B'Shuk below Kos, that you don't need a Kos for Shechiyonu. Okay. The Sover of Yehuda Shemini Tom Lina. Does Rav Yehuda then hold that Shemini Atzeres needs Lina, that you have to stay that night after Yontif and not leave till the morning of Yisruchag? V'atanya Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Menayin LePesach Sheni, She'ein Tom Lina. How do you know Pesach Sheni doesn't need Lina? You can leave right away after that night, after the Korban. You don't have to stay till the next day. She'ne'emar ufaniso baboker v'holachto lo alecho, uksiv sheishis yomim tochol matzos, right? In the pasuk that we learned, the halach of Lina, from the first day of Pesach, Uponisa baboker, and we say it means boker of Chol HaMoed, because it can't be boker of Yontif. You have to stay around the first day of Yontif in Yerushalayim to bring your Korbanos Riyah. So baboker means the next morning. Mashma, you have to wait till the next morning. You can't go at night. You need Lina. You have to stay overnight. Uksi, even right after that, it says Sheishis Yamin Tochol Matzos. Eshaton Shishaton Lina, where there are 6 days after the first day, then you need Lina. Eshainoton Shishainoton Lina, where there's no 6 days after, then you don't need Lina the first day either. Lamute Mai, what does that come to exclude? Lav Lamute Nomi Shmini Shochad. Doesn't it also come to exclude not only Pesach Sheni, which is only 1 day, but also Shmini Atzeres, which is only 1 day, and according to this, Shavuos also, which is only 1 day. You shouldn't need Lina on any of those. Only need Lina where there's a six days after the first day. Versus no. Lo lemuute Pesach Sheni de Chavosei. It only comes to exclude Pesach Sheni and nothing else. So it doesn't exclude Shmini Atzeres and it doesn't exclude Shavuos. And why is Pesach Sheni different? Because Pesach Sheni is not really a korban by itself; it's a tashlumim. According to some opinions in the Gemara, it's a tashlumim to Pesach Rishon. The Mele doesn't have the chashivas of having lina. Hachinam mistabra, makes sense that that's all it excludes. Disnan habikurim tunin korban v'shir utnufa. Bikurim have what's it called? You have to bring a korban shlomim together with the bikurim. And you have to sing a shir on that korban, and you have to make tnufa on the bikurim. You have to wave them. The lina, and you have to stay overnight the night after you bring your bikurim. Man shamas le the omer tnufa. Who's the tana who holds that bikurim need tnufa? Not all tanoim hold that bikurim need tnufa. It doesn't say anywhere that you have to wave the bikurim. Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda is the one who holds that bikurim you have to wave. The ka'omer ton lina. And still it says it needs lina, and Bikurim is only one day. It doesn't have 6 days. So you see that Rabbi Yehuda is not memayit from that pasuk except Pesach Sheni. But any other thing that's only one day, he also needs lina. Let's see Rashi. Minayim l'Pesach Sheni, ka'omer l'tmeim l'asosu v'chodesh ha'sheni, she'en oton lina b'Yerushalayim. Pesach Sheni, which Tmeim, who didn't bring Pesach Rishon, under certain circumstances, bring Pesach Sheni on Yud Dalet Iyar, and that night, what's it called, does not, you don't have to stay overnight. How do you know that? Uponisa baboker, v'somech le'i sheishis yomim. Pesach Sheni ain't oser b'chametz, ele shaton matzah, the mitzvah, v'ochel chametz miyad. Right, you have to eat matzah, but you can eat chametz, what's it called, that same night, immediately after. You can't b'chore eat the chametz together with the matzah, because mevatel the matzah. But you can eat immediately after the matzah. There's no Isser of Chametz on Pesach Sheni. So the next day, you can leave right away at night. My lav lemutei nomishmini. So since we're learning it out, that only something that has 6 days following it needs lina that first night, so it excludes also Shmini Atzeres. The kivin de'enu el yontif yochid, enu ton lina. And how can you say that Rabbi Yehuda holds that Shmini Atzeres needs lina when he holds Pesach Sheni doesn't need lina because it's not 6 days after? Same thing should apply to Shmini Atzeres. Mar says, "Lo, the mute Pesach Sheni de Chavosei, einu memayit al Pesach Sheni levado. It only excludes Pesach Sheni. The Pesach koi u Pesach kovemayit. It's talking about Pesach, and only Pesach Rishon needs lina, but Pesach Sheni not. But not, it doesn't have to do with any other avos shvuas. Shmini Atzeres, afal gav de lois nuzayin yomim ton lina. But it's not coming to exclude any other yontif. Only Pesach Sheni." And therefore, Shmini Atzeres and Shavuos both need lina. There's no problem anymore how Rabbi Yehuda could hold you need lina by Shmini Atzeres, even though he holds you don't need lina by Pesach Sheni. Hachinam Mistrabra, the Loma Mayit Rabbi Yehuda Ela Pesach Sheni Lechud. Also, we can prove that Rabbi Yehuda is only Mamayit Pesach Sheni from the fact that he holds Bikurim need lina. And Bikurim don't have 6 days to it, it's one day. Tunim Karben, Lahavi Imem Shlomim. Bikurim, you have to bring a shlomim together when you bring your bikurim. Ubashas Yerushalmi yolet mi v'samachta b'chol atov. Ve'ein simcha l'shlomim. The samachta is you have to bring shlomim together with the bikurim. Tichsiv v'zavachta shlomim v'yochalta v'samachta by harevo. V'shir nami yolet lomi b'chol atov. V'samachta b'chol atov. Ve'ein tov el'shir. Tov refers to shir. V'alevim hayu omrim also. And the levim would sing shira when you brought your bikurim. Umahu ashir, aromimcha Hashem kidli soni, dechsiv yofek kol umeitiv nagein. How do you know shir is tov? It says yofek kol umeitiv nagein. So tov and nagein go together. Uvesifri nomitanya b'chol atov zehashir. Utnufa l'kamei yolifla. The Gemara will tell you where you know you need tnufa. It doesn't say anywhere in the Torah that you have to wave the bikurim. V'lina, and it also needs lina. Hasim yalefla upanisa vaboker holamadita kashikola pino shatapona lo yeela vaboker. Anytime you come and bring a korban, right, you have to stay that next night and the night after also. And that applies even to bikurim. Man shamas le domer tznufa le bikurim. Rabbi Yehuda, come on, like we'll see later, Rabbi Yehuda holds that you need tznufa for bikurim. The ka'omer hacha tunilina. And still the same tanda that holds you need tznufa, which probably is Rabbi Yehuda, also holds you need lina. If Rabbi Yehuda would hold that wherever there's not 6 days, you don't need lina, then why do you need lina by Bikurim? Must be that he doesn't hold like that. He holds you need lina everywhere except by Pesach Sheni. The Afal Gav, the Einu Tunu Shishi, no, it doesn't need 6 days. Okay, now where do we know that Rabbi Yehuda holds that Bikurim needs Tnufa? The Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, the Hinachto, Zu Tnufa. Okay, the Gra changes the gear, so there's two psukim. There's one that says, the Hinicho Lifnei Mizbach Hashem Elokecha, and the other pasuk says, the Hinachto Lifnei Hashem Elokecha. Now why in the world were you putting it down twice? If it's down already, why put it down again? Must be that at some point you picked it up again and then put it down. So what did you do when you picked it up again? That's what Rabbi Yehuda learns. You picked it up for the sake of waving it. Tnufa. So the fact that it says the hinicho and the hinachto, right, there's something between that you had to pick it up between the first time you put it down and the second time you put it down. That's tnufa. Oh, enu ela hanocha mamish. Maybe it means that you put it down near the mizbeach. So it says, Kshu omer v'hinicho, harei hanoch omer. It said already once you put it down. Why have to put it down again? Homani mekayim v'hinachto. Why should you have to put it down again? Mashmi, you picked it up. Zetanufa, you picked it up to wave it. So that's Rabbi Yehuda. So you see Rabbi Yehuda holds, you need tanufa, and he's the whole same one who says that you need lina. So it's clear that Rabbi Yehuda is not memayit every case where you don't have 6 days from lina, only Pesach Sheni. Gemara says, no, there's another Tana that holds you need tanufa, not Rabbi Yehuda. So we could still say Rabbi Yehuda holds that you don't need lina by Bikurim, and this Tana is not Rabbi Yehuda. This Tana is another Tana, Rabbi Lazar ben Yaakov. The Tanya, the loka ha-kohen atena miyadecha, it says the kohen should take the basket. Limed ala Bikurim, shtunim tanufa. He learns tanufa from a different pasuk, from this pasuk, different Rabbi Lazar ben Yaakov. My time is Rav Lezer Minyakov. Where do you see from Beloka HaKohen that you need tanufa? Ask your yad yad mishlomin. Right? It says miyodecha. So just like shlomin, it says yad by shlomin. Right? Kshiv hocha Beloka HaKohen atena miyodecha. Ukshiv hosham yodav tviyeno asishe Hashem. Just like shlomin needs tanufa, Bikurim also needs tanufa. Ma kan kohen aflahalan kohen. And just like by shlomin, the kohen has to be mainif, so too by Bikurim, the kohen is mainif. Malahalan Bailim Afkan Bailim. And just like what's just over here, it says the Kohen. So the Kohen has to make the Tanufa. Just by Shlomim, it says the Bailim make the Tanufa on the Chazei V'Shok. So over here also the Bailim. So how could it be both? Right? Okay, so Kohen Meniach Yodo Tachas Yad Bailim. The Kohen puts his hands under the hands of the Bailim, and they wave it together. We'll see in a second, Rashi said, doesn't mean directly under the hands of the Kohen, because it would be a chatzitza. Because the Kohen's not mevatel his hands there, and they're a chatzitza. What it means is, the Bailim hold the basket on the top, and the Kohen holds it on the bottom, and the Kohen's hands are under the hands of the Bailim, not directly. There, his hands are on the top of the basket, and his hands are on the bottom of the basket. And then they make tanufa. Okay, Rashi. The Tanya, the Israel Behuda Tnufa Bikurin, the Nachtozu Tnufa, the Barosha Parsha Nemer, Veloka Chakoin Atenami Yodecha, the Nichol of Nasha. You come to the Beis HaMikdash, the Kohen takes the basket and puts it down by the Mizbeach. Uvesefa Nemer, the Nachto. And it says again, he puts it down. Michlal Shechaz of Anatla. Must be that in between he picked it up. The Loma Anatla, why did he pick it up again? With Tnufa, to shake it. Zuhanocha, Shemagit Lechosha Mitzvah, Nichol of Nea Mizbeach, the Acher Chach Yitlua Kohen, the Yochlu. There's a mitzvah to put it down by the Mizbeach, and then the Kohen picks it up, and he eats it. But he doesn't have to put it down again after that. So the Seder is, put it down by the Mizbeach, pick it up, wave it, put it back down, and then it's yours, you can eat. Where it says, V'dilma hidik toni tnufa v'lina Rabbi Lozer ben Yaakovu. That which it says, tnufa and lina, is not Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda taka holds, lina only applies within 6 days, and it doesn't apply to Bikurim. And the Mela, where you have the same question, it doesn't apply to Shemini Atzeres either. We have a brisa that says tnufa and lina together, and Rabbi Yehuda is the one who says tnufa by Bikurim. No, there's another Tana that says tnufa. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. The Shamina le nomi domer tunin tnufa. Avak Rabbi Yehuda lo mesukma. Could be that this brisa wouldn't go like Rabbi Yehuda. The Israel Rabbi Yehuda calls shein ton shi, shein ton lina. Maybe Rabbi Yehuda taka holds across the board. Wherever you don't have 6 days, you don't have lina. And it applies to Bikurim. Maybe it applies to Shemini Atzeres and Shavuos too. You can't prove from this brisa that Rabbi Yehuda is not memayit Shmini Atzeres from Lina. Yodav tviyeno, but Bailin de Shlomim, see, gabi tnufa. Right? The Bailin make tnufa on the Shlomim. He brings it to waiting. Ma kan bibikurin, kohen d'siva lakach ha-kohen. By bikurim it says the kohen. So the kohen also over there by shlomim has to wait it. And over here it says, and over there it says the bailim. Same thing over here. The bailim also have to wave it. So what do? They wave it together. Tachas yada bailim. Bailim oksim b'sfas hatena. The bailim hold the rim of the basket. The kohen meniach yodav tachas bailim. And the kohanim hold the bottom of the, what's it called, tachas shulav, under the bottom of the basket, and they wave it together. The chen mefarish meseches bikurim. Okay. My havi alo, so we're back to the original question. Do you make a shechiyonu on Shmini Atzeres or not? Rav Nachman omer omrim zman b'shmini shalchad. Rav Nachman says you do make a shechiyonu. Rav Sheshes omer ein omrim zman b'shmini shalchad. Rav Sheshes says, no, you don't make a shechiyonu. Just like Shvi Shal Pesach, it's not a separate yontif completely, you don't make a shechiyonu. The Hilchasa omrim zman b'shmini shalchad. And the halacha is that you make a shechiyonu on Shmini Atzeres.